Carol Drinkwater, the actress on All Creatures Great and Small, is also going to feature at the Hostry Festival. She spoke to Angie Kennedy about her latest book and provided an insight into what's in store for her audience at the Hostry. So we now have another double act. Alison Applin will read Angie's questions and Matt Woodcock will provide Carol's answers.
At the Hostry Festival, you'll be talking about your latest novel, An Act of Love. What was the inspiration behind this story?
An Act of Love is set in 1943 wartime France in what was known as the Free Zone, the unoccupied part of France ruled by the Vichy government. The novel is inspired by a true story of immense courage. My novel is set in a small village in the Lower Alps, where this small community of French mountain people, mostly farmers, invited into their lives hundreds of struggling war refugees, foreigners mostly. So many refugees, predominantly Jews, took up the offer that by the beginning of 1943, there were as many, if not more, foreigners living in the village than locals. They integrated, grew fond of one another, helped strangers to feel safe, integrated. My story focuses on a 17-year-old, Sarah, a young Jewish girl from Poland whose eyes are opened, passions awakened by new friends and a handsome young French medical student who turns out to be a member of the resistance. Everything is blossoming for Sarah until the enemy moves into the Free Zone. One perfect summer before, every life around her changes. It is a love story and a tale of human generosity and courage in our darkest hours.
Your great talent for writing has brought you a second creative career in the past two decades. Do you see them as separate things, or all part of your life as a storyteller on screen and on the page?
That is it exactly. I see myself as a storyteller. Whether I draw the life of one character in a film or a play, or I write the stories of many characters interacting, is based upon the same desire to present people, to tell their stories in all their varying moods and situations. I am fascinated by the human condition. By our struggles and passions, our loves, our ability to go beyond ourselves and reach out.
You've been called the world expert on olives. Can you tell us a little of what fascinates you so much about them, please?
I'm certainly not the world expert on olives. I love this tree, its history, the many cultures and peoples who have, over millennia, cultivated it, transported it and traded it. We produce olive oil on our farm in the south of France, and it is from this experience that I became so fascinated. I travel the Mediterranean in and out of war zones and troubled lands, back to Europe to meet people, farmers, experts, food specialists, agronomists. All have taught me a great deal about this fascinating, mythical tree. They are the experts, not me. I'm a curious traveller who loves olive oil and all the Med cultures and their cuisines. The books and films are titled The Olive Root.
What was your experience of the lockdown during the past 18 months?
We spent the time on our olive farm in the south of France. I was writing and then editing An Act of Love. This summer, I've been shooting a TV series for one of the UK networks. Michelle, my husband, and I have kept busy and also worked a great deal on the land. It means we have enjoyed plenty of fresh air and we've both managed to stay safe. Yes, we've been very fortunate.
For many of us, your name will always bring to mind All Creatures Great and Small. Does Helen Herriot remain a favourite role for you?
The role of HH was a gift for me, and that it opened up the world for me. It was also one of the happiest shows I've worked on, with a superb team of people, cast and crew. My memories are all very positive. However, I wouldn't describe it as my favourite role. There have been other roles more challenging, but this is the longest-running show I've ever worked on.
Are there any roles and actors that would tempt you to the screen now?
Many. I would love to find a role for me, now a mature actress, something that brings me back to the screen. So few roles are written for women of my age that I write many older female characters in my novels, partly in the hope that if, when, any of my books are made into films or TV series, I can suggest myself to play one of the roles.
We'd love to hear your experience of this part of East Anglia.
I spent a great deal of my time in my 20s in a tiny village called Sipton, Yoxford. An actress and dear friend had a cottage there, and it was like a second home to me, Back then, when I was without any real roots of my own, I have very fond memories of those days.
And what projects do you have ahead?
I'm at work on a new novel, Lemons on the Hillside, and I'm still completing shooting for the TV series I'm involved in for one of the UK networks. I'm not allowed to say anything more about it at this stage.
Carol Drinkwater, in conversation with Rebecca Chapman, is at the Hostry, Norwich Cathedral, on Sunday, October the 31st at 1 p.m. Tickets priced £18 and £15 for concessions are available online at hostryfestival.org and by phone on 01603 598 676 and from the Norwich Theatre Royal box office.
Thank you, Matt and Alison.